I haven't any statistics about wives who have affairs. I wouldn't trust the statistics if I had them. It's supposed to be so terribly, terribly wicked for a wife to cheat that I can't imagine any wife telling the truth even to a Kenzie team. But I personally know some wives who do cheat, or have cheated, and all of them, with one exception, are still married to the husbands they cheated on. This isn't to condone the practice for men or women. Still, I don't see why a wife should feel any guiltier about breaking marriage vows than a husband. It's more difficult for a married woman to arrange an affair, more of a public horror if she's found out, so she does think 1,000 times before transgressing. She's custodian of the children, of course, and that usually stops her. Also, if she's a homebody, who are her prospects? She may have no one more likely to succumb to than the fresh vegetable door-to-door chap. However, affairs do happen to married women, and the fact that some of these girls manage to have them year in and year out without detection is, I think, a tribute to their superior criminal instincts. I don't believe most wives who cheat do so because they are raving nymphomaniacs or trying to get back young love's lost dream. I think usually this girl has tried hard, without success, for better bedmanship at home and would still prefer her new enjoyment to be with her husband if that were possible. What woman really enjoys skulking around in her dark glasses pretending to be driving to the laundromat when she's really headed for a motel? If you're an unfaithful wife, however, for whatever reasons, and or maybe you're contemplating the step, then these are rules you might follow if you want nobody but nobody to know. Pick your quarry carefully. Husbands' friends make very safe lovers. They don't want to lose a wonderful friend any more than you want to lose a husband. So they exercise care and secrecy without your nagging. If you simply can't feel anything for a friend of the family, well, at least pick a married man. He, too, will not be a blabbermouth, and he isn't likely to fall hopelessly in love with you or want you to marry him or anything silly like that that could spoil all your fun. If you choose a younger, unmarried man, be sure he's grade A socially, preferably somebody solvent or engaged to or in love with somebody else. His physical attributes may be the wildest, but if he has blackmail on his mind, you may quickly grow to hate his muscles. In selecting a trysting place, use your imagination. If you're clever, Alfred Hitchcock shouldn't be able to figure out where you've been or what you've been doing. Always arrive in separate cars and never drive with your lover at any time. Accidents à deux are a dead giveaway. Just like the man who is cheating, you really must take great pains not to alter patterns at home and create suspicion. No sudden bursts of affection now, or lackluster performances in bed. Always try to be at home when your husband is there. Never write or receive letters or get phone calls except at agreed-upon times, and don't sign anything. And don't up and confess to your husband in a fit of honesty or sadistic braggadocio. It really will drive a wedge through your marriage. Brag to a trusted friend, if there is such a thing in these circumstances, or confess to a psychiatrist, but leave your husband out of it. Now, it's possible through your liaison that you have learned some new tricks, that a certain amount of new sparkle and zest will have been added to your marriage. In that case, well, your poor lover has simply done himself out of a job.